Back in the day, I used to go to Barnes & Noble and find the section where I imagined my book would be one day, and I would run my fingers over the spines of the books, and I would just kind of sit there and look at that space and dream. So maybe you want to dedicate yourself for 6 weeks to getting published. This is Heart of the Story, and I'm Nadine Kenny Johnstone. I'm a writer and a writing coach who helps women develop and publish their memoirs and essays. But most importantly, I'm a human who's always trying to figure out what my soul is saying. Each week, I'll share stories and tips of healing, hope, and following my heart so that you'll feel inspired to follow yours. Writing and publishing a book can seem like one of the most difficult tasks in the entire world. In fact, it can feel like such an unattainable dream that few even attempt it. And yet, I have had the great honor and privilege to help countless women develop and publish their books. And I've helped hundreds of women publish their essays and articles. So oftentimes people ask, what's the secret? You wrote and published your own memoir. You've helped all of these women publish their books. And today I wanted to share with you some of my favorite resources for setting and attaining your major dreams and goals, whether they are for a book or any other big goal that you have. For me personally, every 4 months, I open up enrollment for one-on-one coaching and writing workshops with people all over the world. And in fact, I just announced that Publish the Personal, my 6-week essay writing and publishing class, just opened up enrollment. It starts September 16th. I'll tell you more about it at the end of the episode, but it really does have to do with what we're talking about today, setting goals. And so I love, love, love these coaching and workshop experiences because I get to watch women writers go from having a seed of an idea to a fully fledged story or essay or over time book, and then I get to see it go out into the world. It is such a rewarding experience to witness. And there are some things that I always tell the writers that I work with that I wanted to share with you today, no matter what your goal might be, whether it is to write and publish an essay, a book, whether it's that you want to sign up for a 5K and run that and finish that, whatever the goal might be. I wanted to share some helpful resources with you in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming. First and foremost, I've already shared with you my tendency to be a type A personality, and I've tried really hard over the years to counter that because I find that it can feel overwhelming and unattainable. However, it does become a superpower sometimes when I am coaching women writers and I'm helping them push to achieve their goals. So we're always looking to balance out all of that energy so that we can create sustainable, realistic goals. Because what I find is that whenever I or writers that I work with set overarching goals that are completely unattainable and try to do all the things all at once, it just isn't sustainable. So what I want to talk with you about today, number one, is sustainability with our goals, whatever we are trying to achieve. It doesn't mean that you can't dream big. Not at all. It just means that if we go all in and burn our energy right at the start, we're not going to have any energy left later on. So the way that I counter this sort of sprinter mentality and turn it into more of a marathon mentality, and I was a runner, so this feels fitting. I still am a runner, but I ran a marathon and I used to run track and cross country. So really, it helps me think about the marathon versus the sprint. But one of the most wonderful books that actually helped me think about sustainability and look at goals in a different way is a book called The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte. So I picked this book up a few years ago, and I typically really like to set goals every few months. So in the business world, we're approaching the Q4 kind of timeline, and I tend to do things quarterly as well, because remember, I was used to a university calendar setting. So I would think of fall and then winter and then spring and then summer in terms of my goal setting. And the number one question in this book, which was all about goal setting, was, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? She didn't ask, what goals do you want to accomplish? She said, how do you want to feel? And then what actions would help to achieve the desired emotion or feeling? And it was such an interesting way to look at goal setting that it has changed the way that I goal set ever since. So if you're sitting down today and you're thinking and looking ahead at the next few months or even longer, maybe the question to ask yourself is not, what do I want to do, as your very first question, but it's, how do I want to feel? And she goes on for pages about just how important it is to identify those specific feelings and why you have those feelings, and then create the actions based on that. For example, about, 2 years ago, for my words, how do I want to feel? I wrote connected, vibrant, lively, inspired. And that's where Writer Workout was born. I wanted to create a space for writers to feel connected, to feel inspired, so we could be vibrant with our creativity. So it's incredible to think about your goals first based on how you want to feel, and then what actions will actually help you accomplish that. Because you might be sitting there going, oh, well, I want to achieve this goal. And then you sit down and you go, is that actually going to make me feel the way I want to feel? So for you today, think about the way you want to feel first, and then let the actions come from there. And this is where the next sort of leg comes in when you're doing some goal setting. And that is that it's always important to have mentors and accountability. So I am part of a mastermind of other female entrepreneurs, and it is led by a female entrepreneur, because I truly believe, as you already know, in lifelong learning. I believe in mentorship, and I believe in accountability. So one of the reasons why writers have a very hard time going it totally alone is that we rarely will hold up to our own deadlines if nobody is keeping us accountable. And there's a wonderful book by Gretchen Rubin, The Four Tendencies, which tells you the type of person you are in terms of goal achievement. Are you a rebel, et cetera? She has these four different types. And what she said in the book is that the majority of us are the type that need outward accountability. We need that running group so that we'll get our miles in, or we need that writer's group so that we'll show up with our pages. So one of the most helpful things that you can do in your goal achievement is to find a mentor or a coach or a group that will keep you accountable. I had this class, and I'll be launching another cohort of it this fall because it was so popular and so successful the last time I led it. It's called Publish the Personal. It's about publishing personal essays. And people in that group, oh my gosh, are just publishing left and right in major magazines. It's so incredible. But the thing that they all say is that what's helping them publish these essays is because they didn't want to let their group down. When we met each time and they had to show up with their essay and then read it out loud to the group over Zoom, and then we had a period of time where we would sit together on Zoom and submit. They had to submit their pieces to these particular magazines. They felt like because the whole group was there, that it was holding them accountable and they couldn't back out. And that's key. A little bit of peer pressure is super, super helpful. And in fact, there's a wonderful book, How I Built This. It was authored by Guy Raz, and he has an amazing podcast by the same title. And he interviews business people from all backgrounds, all different industries. And one of the key things that he says in the book is how important it is to have other people in your circle, how you need the accountability, you need the mentorship, you need the skills from other people. You don't have to go it alone. So who can be your mentor? Who can be your coach? Who can hold you accountable? The next thing I'll say is that you need to put pen to page and get these goals on paper. So I have used this planner for years now. It's called Ink and Volt, and it is the best planner ever because it's kind of similar to the desire map in that at the beginning of the planner, it asks you what you want the year to look like. How do you want to feel? What are like the year-long goals? But then do you have monthly goals, 30-day challenges? And it's not just like goal, goal, goal. It's more focused on how you want to spend your time so you live life the way that is intentional. So it's not about the, I don't know how to think of it. It's not about the task-driven life where we're just making lists and crossing off lists. It's really about how do you want to live your life? And so the planner is all about that. And I love it because in the actual planner, I write down all of the invisible things too. So it's not just, okay, from 9 to 10 o'clock, I have a meeting, or from 1:30 to 2:30, I have a production meeting for my podcast. It is, okay, in the morning, I'll pencil in my planner, time to look out at nature. In the afternoon, I write quality time with Jamie and Gio. In the nighttime block, I write cuddling with the puppies. This is how I want to spend my time. And it's helpful to write these things down and to reverse engineer your goals. So once you have figured out how you want to feel and what you want to do, it's really necessary to go long and then work backwards. So the same way that marathon trainees have a training schedule to follow that builds up over time, the same is true for us. So we would never expect a newbie to just run 26 miles tomorrow. They would have to go, okay, I'm doing a 16-week training program. We're starting at 3 miles. We're going to eventually work our way up to 20, 21 miles. We'll have long runs on Saturdays, a couple of shorter runs during the week. So you're looking ahead, okay, well, if the marathon, like the Chicago one, is in October, and then we have 4 months of training to lead up to that, then we have to begin our training this month and do this week by week. My sister and her fiance are currently training for the Chicago Marathon. And that's how it is for anything. So the writers I work with, I just got off a call with someone whom I just adore, who's an incredible writer, who is killing it. I mean, getting her next essay is going to be printed in Vogue. Oh my gosh, she is amazing. She wrote a book and it's with an agent, and we were just talking about her goals. And I said, okay, where do you want to be come mid-December? Where do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish by then? Okay, she said, I want to write this much of book number two. Okay, well, if you've got whatever it is, 14 weeks between now and then what do you have to do each month to get there? All right, what do you have to do each week to get there? So you reverse engineer, you look at the long term, and then you work backwards to set your goals. That's how she wrote her first book, which landed an incredible agent and is now being shopped around to publishers. And that's how she's writing her second book. So looking ahead and then working backwards. And that's what I did with my book. I signed a book contract. I had to write my memoir in a year. And that was during the first year of my son's life. And we were moving from Massachusetts to Chicago and changing jobs. I mean, it was not an easy year. And so I had to look ahead and then work backwards so that I could bite off these little pieces so that I could have these weekly attainable goals. So that is what I recommend. And do it realistically, my friends. If I said I'm going to wake up every day at 4 o'clock and run 17 miles or whatever it might be, it's just not realistic. So you have to know yourself. When I do goal planning with writers, I say, okay, well, we've got this many weeks between now and mid-December, but you know that at least two of them are going to be not even countable weeks because you've got the week of Thanksgiving and then you have this when the kids are going to be off of school. So let's not even count those. And then, all right, well, you're also doing this other stuff. So realistically, how many days or hours a week can you actually write? It's better to go smaller and then meet those goals or surprise yourself and even exceed those goals than to set the bar too high to begin with, not meet it, and then it just completely derails any progress that you can make. So a couple of the other books that I love in terms of business and goal setting are just inspirational stories. Jamie Kern Lima has a book that just came out called Believe It. She is the founder of IT Cosmetics, like the number one cosmetic brand ever. She's had, oh my gosh, so much success. And she's donated so much money. And she has just gone from dealing with her own rosacea and trying to come up with a product that could cover up her rosacea in a natural way and help her feel confident to just being a boss babe. And her story is so inspiring. I mean, putting it all on the line, she and her husband really starting with nothing and working their way to get on the home shopping network and getting rejected so many times. When I hear inspiring stories like that, that's what makes me want to achieve goals. When I hear about other people who have really started with little to nothing and have gotten so many setbacks and rejections and still succeeded and still persevered, that makes me want to keep going. So if you are feeling like, all right, I know what my goals are, I can do the planning out, but I'm not feeling inspired, read about or listen to someone in your field who is doing it. They are the people who give you inspiration. So in terms of female entrepreneurs, Jamie Kern Lima, she is it in terms of like really someone who models what hard work looks like. It's such an inspiring story, and someone who basically said to the Home Shopping Network, like, I'm not going to use perfect models the way that everybody else has been doing it. I'm going to come on camera with no makeup on, with my rosacea showing, and I'm going to have normal models who have skin problems or skin issues, and I'm going to show how the makeup works for them to help them feel natural and confident. So those who kind of like bucked the system. So find someone in your field who's inspiring and read about them, listen to them, watch them. Jamie, my husband, loves chef movies, chef stories, chef documentaries, because it inspires him to be creative in new ways. My sister, who's a social worker, listens to a bunch of podcasts that are hosted by psychologists like Esther Perel. So whatever the field is, watch and listen and read inspiring stories to get you creative. What is the thing that will actually inspire you and jumpstart you? Do you know that back in the day, I used to go to Barnes & Noble, and I used to go to this section where I imagined my book would be one day, and I would run my fingers over the spines of the books and find the K, because at the time, Kenny, my maiden name, I would find the Kenny section, where would my name and spine and book go? And I would just kind of sit there and look at that space and dream. So bookstores and libraries have been such a source of inspiration for me, and reading about women who persevered against all odds has been the way that I get myself going and inspired. In the morning when I exercise, I listen to inspiring podcasts that really help me get jazzed up. So what might that look like for you? And then you might want to also find some kind of how-to that again feels attainable, sustainable. That's key, sustainable over time, and read up on that subject. So there's a wonderful writer and podcast host. Her name is Kristen Meinzer. She has a couple of different podcasts, and one of them is called By the Book, and she's a co-host on there. And she has worked in the podcast production field for quite a long time. And she wrote a book called So You Want to Start a Podcast. And it was one of the ones that I read before I started this podcast. Don't Keep Your Day Job was another one that I read, and that one was by Kathy Heller. And so these books were kind of like how-to manuals for starting anything, but in Kristen Meinzer's case, specifically for starting a podcast. And I got so many great tips and so many interesting angles to look at and think about podcasting in a way that I hadn't thought about before. So what's your instruction manual? What can you follow to help you? If you're a writer, my goodness, there are so many good books out there. And I'm going to do a whole episode on that, about my favorite writing craft related books. But find yours and let that be your guide. The key thing to remember is that you don't have to do this alone. So to recap, think about these things. How do you want to feel? then base your goals on that. Who's going to hold you accountable? Peers and mentors and coaches. What's going to create the deadlines? Sometimes it's not just about looking at a planner and setting deadlines, but you have to announce those deadlines. Whenever I'm doing something, I announce it to a big group publicly so that I'll actually go through with it. So when I was talking to Michelle, my producer, and realized, okay, I want my podcast to be launched on Valentine's Day, then I told my whole community that I was going to come out on Valentine's Day so that then I had to do it. So can you maybe announce some of these things publicly so someone will hold your feet to the fire? And then can you reverse engineer your long-term goals to help you set manageable, sustainable, realistic weekly or daily goals? And lastly, don't forget that this is all about doing what you love. If this goal setting does not actually feel like it's you in there, but maybe it's your friend or your parent or your peer who's actually in your ear about doing something, if it doesn't feel authentic to you, it's not going to last. So there are times when I'm coaching a writer and we're talking about, okay, they have a book deal and their book's going to be coming out in a few months, and I'm helping them think about all of the ways that they can promote the book. And if they say to me, oh, well, so-and-so says I have to do Twitter, and so-and-so says I have to do TikTok, and so-and-so says I also have to do Instagram Live every day, and so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. And I'll say to them, hold on. What do you actually like doing? It's not that we can't challenge ourselves from time to time, but if you loathe something and it's not your thing, it is not going to last. So let's set some sustainable, authentic, lovely goals that make us feel ultimately the way we want to feel. So my friends, as you move forward with your own goal setting, I have a couple of recommendations. One, check out those books that I mentioned throughout the episode. They are not sponsors in any way. We're not affiliated. But as an instructor, I love sharing helpful resources. So I hope that you'll check those out. And secondly, if you are a writer or just someone who's been wanting to get published, go to NadineKennyJohnstone.com and sign up for Publish the Personal. It is a super successful class in that so many people get published because of it. I have led 2 cohorts recently in the spring and early summer, and the people in the group have gotten published left and right. We meet on Thursdays via Zoom, and we meet for 6 weeks, starting September 16th. The first week, I teach you how to write an essay for a particular magazine. And then the next week, we workshop your essay. So you get verbal feedback from me and from your peers. It's amazing. And then we repeat that format for 3 full essays. So over the course of 6 weeks, you write 3 essays and you submit them for publication. And I keep the workshop groups small so that you get a ton of attention. So maybe you want to dedicate yourself for 6 weeks to getting published. Go to NadineKennyJohnstone.com and you'll be able to see right on the homepage where you can sign up for the course. I would do it soon. Seats are already filling up and the class always sells out. I would like to thank my wonderful podcast producing mentor, Michelle Rado, for teaching me everything I know about podcasting. And finally, thank you, my wonderful community, for always showing up and inspiring me. You are the reason why I show up every week into your earbuds on Sunday. Thank you, thank you. Remember, my friends, every heart has a story, and every story has a heart. See you next week.